Welcome back to the Life of an Average Joe podcast. I am your host, Brandon Navera. Thank you for being here. And this is going to be a weird episode, guys. I don't mean weird as in, hey, did we discover witches in Michigan? Or, hey, did somebody steal my car? Or anything like that. Or we're talking about Diddy. No Diddy today. Or anything like that. By the way, no updates on this Diddy situation, really. But it's kind of a weird episode. I had a special guest locked in. And this is how I'm just going to go into it. It's a random episode. Guys, this is a random episode with really no major story, no major purpose, just a bunch of random moments, thoughts, and whatever. And it really threw me off my game. I'm pretty prepared. Overall, even when I make mistakes and I forget to record or I forget to, you know, schedule my recordings or I cancel my recordings, I'm a pretty prepared guy. And I was looking at my five episodes or six episodes that I currently have chilling, waiting to be, you know, presented to you. And on the schedule, I had a guest for today. And we've postponed it multiple times. I'll say three. One time was my fault. And I immediately, after this guest and I'm not going to call him out. I mean, I'm calling him out now, but I'm not calling him out by name. After we planned it, I immediately texted and I was like, hey, my bad, scratch that date. So it wasn't like they put it in their calendar for a long time and it came to the day and I canceled. It was within a matter of minutes that I realized I cross-mogenated some plans and I had to cancel. No big deal. So then we find another date, which, mind you, they picked and it worked for me. Now, good thing I record a bunch of episodes so I can always manipulate and move things around. Because I can say, okay, this episode's not going to work today. Let's put this one in. And it all makes sense. I'm running out of water. Oh, nope, there's another one. Within a week before recording, they canceled. It's a week out. But again, I had to move an episode and bump it up. Okay. They gave me another date. I didn't present them with any dates. They gave me a date. I checked my schedule and it worked. No problem. Day before, they canceled. Now, I need to clarify that them canceling was not illness, family emergency, kids, power outages, aliens, solar eclipse, zombies, nothing like that. Very generic canceling. One more date, which was just yesterday. I was going to come home from work, hang out with my son. My son goes to bed. We were going to sit here, and I was going to record. I don't like typically doing that a couple days before I drop an episode, but I really wanted this interview, or this, I should say, not even an interview, this episode with my special guest to drop this week. I just did. Less than 24 hours, I got a text message. Oh, I can't do it. Oh, okay, why? What's going on? I just don't really feel like it. Huh. And I get it. Look, I've done things where Nick Luck and I were going to do wisdom sessions. We were going to go on TikTok Live, Instagram Live, or Facebook. We were going to record pods. And I've had moments where my social battery's drained. And not even the social, like my business battery's drained. Mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually, I'm drained. And I'm like, bro, I can't do it tonight. But on the flip side of that, I can't tell you how many times where I have not felt like doing a show and I push through. And I just do. I don't give in to, we're not going to do it. Matter of fact, the last live that Nick Luck and I did on TikTok, we're talking about X-Men 97, one of the best MCU shows ever, back then and now. We were, I didn't feel like it, man. I did not feel like it. But we had already had some scheduling issues, and I was not going to sit here. Sorry, I got to move this. I was not going to sit here and reschedule. So I pushed through. And we were on for a good little over an hour, had about 212 people, some great interactions, great conversation, and it worked. So I understand not being like mentally ready to do it, not wanting to do it. Like, look, I got to be up at 5 a.m. Okay, it is already like 8 o'clock, and I'm probably going to be up for another 2 hours. Now, my day is going to be long. I've got a lot of crap to do. I got to get to work. I've got to do these stupid reports that I don't want to do, that I kind of just, I don't want to say got thrown into. It is part of my job, but I didn't expect it right away. I've got a meeting to go to that I don't want to go to at all, and then I go pick up my son from school, and then I have a happy time. But I'm here, right? So I understand. I'm mentally drained. But you canceled and you just don't feel like it. There was zero consideration for the fact that I wasn't coming on your show. You were coming on my show. You reached out and said, hey, we should do something. We've been talking about it. We should do something. You contacted me. Yes, the conversation has been happening. But you contacted me. And you bailed on me 3 times. So the question is, am I going to do a reschedule? I don't know. We'll see. It's not personal. I'm not mad at them on a personal level. I'm just like, don't get in touch with me. Don't let me know. You know, don't tell me you want to do something and you don't want to do it. I'm not going to do it. I plan for these. This is not just Brandon turns on the microphone and talks. However, today is definitely Brandon turns on the microphone and talks because I don't have anything planned. I didn't want to move one of my episodes forward, and I don't want to do it. I don't want to do it. I just want to talk for a good 30 minutes or so about some random things that are on my mind, drop some fun topics out there, do a rando show and call it a day, and then get back on track next week. So there you go. Speaking of random, okay, God, guys. I'm 45. I get it. I get it. Some things don't make sense to me. And whether we admit it or not, the older we get, you can become out of touch with certain things, right? Oh my God, I'm so thirsty. You can be out of touch with certain things. If I didn't work in wine and craft beer and I just was kind of enjoying it from time to time, and I would probably be out of touch to a degree with certain things, right? Let's say, let's just look at it from an age perspective. You know, let's look at it from music. I listen to a lot of music, but the vast majority of the music that I listen to, and even my son listens to, is not modern era. I mean, maybe some songs in the last 5 years, but definitely very few and far and in between songs that are currently out right now. Now, I'm not talking radio. I'm just talking trending, clubs, Spotify, whatever. Not a lot. So I guess I would be considered to be out of touch on certain things, especially modern hip-hop, current hip-hop. I don't get it. I don't really like it. I know names. I know some songs, but not a lot. So I would be out of touch, right? You can be out of touch with stuff. I'm on TikTok a lot until the government decides to shut it down. I mean, you know, who cares what they do, but there's all kinds of fun trends. Like if anybody's on TikTok, you can go down these rabbit holes of strangeness. You know, I told you, one of my favorite rabbit holes to go down is like the Corey Feldman rabbit hole. I am obsessed with watching Corey Feldman perform. I'm not like, I don't do it just to make fun of him. I'm just trying to understand. Like, I'm just seriously like, dude, he's out there living his best life, doing what he does, performing at SeaWorld and hotels and rando people's backyards. That's cool. Whatever. He's got a band. He probably still makes more money than I do from his movies and that. And you know what? He's been through a lot of hell. He has. But I love watching it. And sometimes I get trapped on TikTok and I go down the rabbit hole of Feldman. And then there's other times, TikTok, I go on like the kindness TikTok. I'll get on this, like, it's like Shaquille O'Neal taking care of kids. And I'm like, damn, I love Shaq. Or, you know, like reunions, like somebody returns from being overseas and sees their daughter for the first time in a year. You know, like, I get all emotional and stuff. And then sometimes I go down like, oh my God, like, don't get stuck on conspiracy theory talk. Or JoJo talk. Good God. Dream guest on my podcast. Oh my God, I can't stand her. But I've been on that TikTok before. I've gone on, like, I did, like, the solar eclipse TikTok, CERN TikTok. So it goes down these trends, and then your For You page is just riddled with randomness. And you got to get off it, and you got to, like, get the algorithm back on track again so you can get your TikTok stuff, you know, back to normal. I don't know how this happened. And this is what I mean, like, maybe I'm out of touch. I've been on Viking Talk lately. And I don't understand it. I never posted anything about Vikings. I've never liked a video about Vikings, unless you count Thor. But I've never, like, nothing has connected me to Vikings. And all of a sudden, I'm on Viking Talk. And it's a whole world of, like, cosplaying Viking Renaissance Festival people that I don't understand. There's no way I'm out of touch with this. There's no way this is an age thing. I'm trying to figure out where they came from. So one of them in particular, and now I got the stupid song in my head too, and I'm not going to play it, is a video of these four girls, and one's from like Germany, then the US, then England, and they all do this transformation into Vikings. And you got to tell them which, you got to pick which one is the best Viking. Well, first of all, none of them truly look like Vikings. Okay, unless some made-up show on Netflix. Which is a good show, even though I don't really want to watch it anymore now. And it just kept on going. I would go to, like, every third video was Viking. And I'm like, this is stupid. And you don't want to comment on it. Because I'm not trying to bash somebody what you're into. Like, if you're into, like, dressing up as Vikings and mythology and playing Viking rock music, which I don't understand, then that's cool. That's your bag. Whatever. I don't want to bash you. Some of the chicks are hot. I guess I would, you know. But if they're really into Vikings, I don't know how much I'm going to be really into them more than a night. No offense to Vikings out there, you know, all the Vikings listening to my podcast. But, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, I think the true, you know, if you look at history and you understand what the term Viking is and you look at, you know, Norse mythology and then you connect to real life. Yeah, it's cool. It's some cool stuff. But I don't get it. I don't get Viking music. Because number one, them singing with this deep voice, you know, like, rah, 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 and then trying to connect it to Vikings and doesn't make any sense because Vikings didn't sing like that. I mean, if you look at history and you go through and you look at what their songs were and their chants were and their battle cries, it is nothing like that. So it's just a modern trend that I don't understand. I don't get it. And none of these people could even be dated back to Vikings. Like, give me a break. But it's all over TikTok, and I was trapped in it. I was trapped, and I hate it. I hate it. There is a guy, he is like a big, and I'm throwing up the air quotes, Viking rock musician. I don't understand it. I have no idea where it came from, and I blame Netflix. I blame Netflix and Game of Thrones. I know, Game of Thrones isn't Vikings. I still blame them. And I definitely, and you know, here's the thing. The Viking show on Netflix is pretty cool. It's pretty good. But like the song they're singing is like, we're here to fight for Ragnarok. That's not how, if you look at mythology, that's not what Ragnarok is. Yes, when Ragnarok came and the end and the chaos and you fought into it, you could prove yourself so you could get into Valhalla, but you didn't fight for Ragnarok, which is the end. Unless you were in Thor from the MCU, then, you know, you wanted Ragnarok. But so their song they're singing doesn't even, I don't know, you guys got to check it out. You got to go on Viking Talk and tell me, am I crazy? Am I missing a trend or what's happening? Because I can't get away from it. It just popped. I feel like TikTok sometimes just forces you to go into trends. So like, do you want to watch Viking Talk? No? Well, too bad. Every fourth video is Viking Talk. And I had to like really spend some time on my algorithm, which is typically why the For You page isn't really for you. It's more like it's what we want you to watch. It's not really for you. It's not a good thread or feed, I should say. It's better than Facebook, but because Facebook's garbage. But anyway, Viking Talk was one of the things I was on, and I was blown away by it. I got real mad about it, too. You know what the other thing is? Oh, my God. Here we go. I was talking to a buddy the other day. And it's like I have those times in the car where there's certain people I can call at certain times. So, like, I drop my son off at school. My work to his school is not very far. But there's certain people that are up early. So I might call, shoot the shit for a minute. Text, whatever. Or there's a time difference. I got a buddy in Ireland, you know, so it's 8 o'clock here in the United States. Obviously, he's up, you know, in Ireland. What are they, like 6 hours, 5 hours? I can't keep track. Things like that. So I'll call him. And I have those times. And this was one of those moments where I had a window where I was on my way home from work. And I was going to get home, and obviously Luke was there. So I have a window of who I want to talk to, and I'm talking to him, and he was telling me about this girl that he's dating, and he met her online, which, you know, is whatever. Again, that's something I'm definitely out of touch with. I just did an episode of Trash Talk, my other podcast with Stuart Sachs, and that was about dating. It was really interesting, actually, because I read an article that threw out some pretty interesting statistics on dating. But online dating, I don't use it. I've never used it. I'm not saying that I haven't like gone on and looked at it a couple times in my life, maybe two, but I'm not doing it. I don't want to, number one, I don't want to create another profile. I hate that. I hate creating profiles. I hate trying to like, the other day I had to fill out something for work, mind you, which I have like a profile for everything from work, and it's all connected. But I had to fill out something for work, and you know, I had to create another profile. Couldn't use my connected work profile for all this crap. I had to create it just to fill out something one time. I hate it. Oh my God. So I think just filling out a profile for online dating makes me hate that, which means I'll never do it. But he's dating this girl, and I don't remember what app he found her on. Not OnlyFans, but he's dating her. He's been dating her for a while. I'll say that. Maybe like 4 or 5 months. That's not a long time in the grand scheme of things. But obviously, it wasn't like, hey, we went on a date once and twice, and then that was it. Like, he's not dating anybody else. He says he still has his profile on this app, and so does she, but I guess you can mute it or whatever. I don't know. But he said it's getting now to the point where he's bored. And I'm sitting here listening to him, and I'm like, dude, 4 or 5 months and you're bored? Are you the type of guy that like quits your job and starts a new one every couple months? And I said, well, what do you mean you're bored? Are you guys doing the same thing? Like, is she boring? Like, do you guys talk? He's like, nah, she's cool, man. And we always, you know, go out to different places. You know, we go out to new restaurants when we can. I mean, obviously, everybody's, you know, kind of watching their money. We don't go to the movies, but you know, we've rented movies and had like cooked dinner, movie night. We got a concert coming up, and I'm like, so all of this doesn't sound boring to me. So I'm trying to like dive into what's boring. And I said, okay. I said, are you not into any of those 12 things that you just mentioned? And he's like, no, it's cool. He's like, but I'm just getting bored because it's feeling like a routine. And I'm like, well, what's feeling like a routine exactly? And he's like, well, you know, just going out with her. And I'm like, oh my God, maybe you shouldn't go out with her anymore, dude. You know, like if you're feeling that way and there's no reason behind it, she hasn't done anything. You know, she holds interesting conversations. She's good looking. You guys have fun. This is clearly a you problem. It doesn't mean it's like bad, but it's going to be real bad if you continue to linger. And this is what I don't get. This is the part of the little tiny pieces or that little tiny percentage of people, both girls and guys, gay or straight, that I don't understand. He says to me, well, I don't have anybody else to date right now, so I'm just going to hang out for a while. It's very selfish, right? It's very selfish. It's very me, self-centered. Like, you're not even taking, like, her feelings into this situation. So I go, well, that's a dick move. Let's call him out. And he's like, why? And I said, well, because if she really likes you, then what you've just told me is that you're already bored. Number one. Number two, the minute that you find somebody else to date or something else to do, you're going to dip on this chick. Which is not cool because that could be a day, 2 days, 1 month, 6 months. And she's investing time in you. Meanwhile, clueless to the fact of how you really feel. And that's a dick move. And he goes, doesn't matter. Happens all the time. And I'm like, okay, but just because it happens all the time, you know, it absolutely matters. And there's a percentage of people out there that feel that way. And I think that those are the type of people that burn the other type of people. And you create this vicious cycle, like no need. You just throw in your feelings out there. I've heard this a couple of times. I mean, I've seen this all my life with people that are dicks, but I've heard this a couple of times with people that have that dating app, that do that dating app, that use that dating app. They're like, oh, whatever. That's why I just go on a different app. And I'm like, dude, it's not a Redbox, bro. You know? It's not old school Netflix. Like back in the day when Netflix used to send DVDs and you had the queue and you could move up like, oh, I want this DVD next. Let me move this up. You can't do that. Oh, okay, I like this chick, but I'm going to move her down. I'm going to take this chick and move her up so she can come in the mail when I'm ready. And I'm like, dude, you're a dick. Like, just end it with her. Like, you're wasting her time. And he's like, eh, it'll be fine. What is happening? Like, at what point in society have we just decided to accept this as this is okay behavior? And I know some of you are going to be like, no, that's not the way it is. There's certain people that do that. Well, yeah, you're right. But this is also a common theme, too. Oh, we can just do this. It's no big deal. It's like the minute that you put something online or you connect it to social media or some sort of app, it loses all of its like realism and humanity. So like, yes, she is a real person with feelings and emotions. But because you found each other through an app by swiping one way or the other, then it's like an Amazon package that you can return and get your money back or a credit to get something else. And I blame that online. And I'm not putting down online dating just because I don't understand it. And just because I'm definitely out of touch. I'm not putting it down. I just think that, quite frankly, it has taken something away from the art of actually meeting somebody. I'm not saying I haven't met anybody online before. Not through a dating app. But some of the best moments I have had in my life are those connections when you just connect. And I'm not saying you can't get that spark from an app or whatever, but man, those random moments when, you know, you're at a club in Chicago, you're dancing, you're hanging out, you're there to see your buddy DJ, you turn the corner and you accidentally bump into a girl and bam, you got that moment. you know, or you're at a coffee shop, or better yet, you're walking in the mall, and you walk by, I forgot about this chocolate shop. I don't even think it's there anymore. It's one of those candy shops, chocolate shops. It used to be like famous back in the day. Godiva is still famous. And I think they took most of them out of the malls, but Godiva store, and you see this girl sampling chocolate-covered strawberries, and you're like, bam, lightning bolt hits you, and you start talking. You know, different connections, you know, like you go to a party and you just happen to connect with the one girl there that is single and she's epic, you know, and whether you guys form a friendship or a relationship. And yes, I'm pulling from my own memories, but I don't think that anything compares to those moments. And I know it's not fair for me to say, oh, I just hit my knee on this desk. I don't think it's fair for me to say because, you know, I haven't used those apps, but I don't buy it. I mean, the fact that I can sit there and talk about very specific wow moments in my life with females and meeting them, and just whether anything happened or not, whether we took it to the next level or not, or whether they just became a friend, and I can pinpoint it and still get that feeling that I had years ago when I met that person, to me, that's magical, and that's something that can't be that's not duplicated. And I know you can meet somebody online and go, all right, it's going to be cool. And then you got the setup and you got the nerves and you're out to dinner, you're at a bar, whatever you do on your first date, and you meet them and you hit it off and you're like, all right. But it's kind of forced, right? Because you both agreed to it. You both agreed to this dinner, to this date, to this coffee, to a cocktail, whatever the date is, you both agreed to it. So it kind of takes something away as opposed to accidentally aligning the stars and organically meeting somebody and the lightning bolt hits you. It's completely different. And I don't think that dating apps are ever going to compare to that. And in the meantime, I think you get douchebags out there and girls, douche guys, that pull this bullcrap. Well, I'm not really dating anybody else right now. It's kind of fun, so I'll just hang out. No, you're just literally using them and getting what you want until the next swipe happens. Pisses me off, man. Pisses me off. And he didn't understand it. He thought I was crazy. He's a little bit younger than me, about 5 years, 6 years. Actually, maybe seven. But that doesn't matter. And he just thought I was nuts. And I know I'm nuts, but I'm not out of touch with this situation. That just made me mad, though. It made me mad. I don't know. Oh, God. I got to stop talking with my hands here. Which is never going to happen. It'll be a silent podcast if I stop talking with my hands. I was at the movies the other night. Speaking of silent, I was at the movies the other night. You know a movie is interesting or bad or something when nobody's making any noise. I mean, don't get me wrong. I don't want anybody to talk at the movies at all. But a laugh, some breath, some, you know, whispering like, oh my God, did you see that? I went to go see Civil War. That's an A24 film. Kirsten Dunst, Nick Offerman. I don't know who else is in there. I'm not going to give any spoilers. It was just kind of interesting. The movie itself is good. It's a good watch. It's smart. I hate to throw that terminology out there. It's not what you think it is. I think initially when people heard Civil War and they saw the teaser and then they saw the trailer, they're anticipating a kind of a propaganda, political propaganda film based off events that are happening in our own country and the world. And I can tell you that this has got to be the least political movie I've ever seen. Yes, there's moments in there, whether you're left or right, that you can sit there and say, oh, they're referencing this or they're referencing that. But the movie itself is not about politics. It really focuses on the journalists, like wartime journalists that are covering the Civil War in the United States, essentially, modern day Civil War. And it's got some controversy. It's got some disturbing scenes. It's also got some good action. It's got some unbelievable scenes. But during the whole movie, and there was probably, there was a decent amount of people in the movie theater, half full, which is pretty good these days, especially for a movie like this. Nobody said a word. It has been a long time since I've gone to the movies where there's nothing. No laughter, no cheers, no whispering, nothing. It was like the movie started, dead silent. A little bit of ruffling around, getting their food, but that's about it. The movie ended 2 hours later. Everybody got up, walked out. And I thought to myself, is this mean that they hated it? But I looked online and most audiences are, I think it's got like an 80% average rating for audiences, which is pretty good. Critics are whatever, but who cares about critics? And I'm like, do they hate it? Do they like it? Like it felt so weird to be in that movie theater because I'm with by myself, obviously. I'm not going to take my 6-year-old. Let's go watch Civil War. And I really don't go to the movies with anybody but him. Although my buddy Jacob came with us to go see, Frozen Empire, Ghostbusters 2, is me, Luke, and Jacob. But I typically don't go to the movies with anybody. I don't. I like to go by myself. I don't like to deal with people at the movie theater. I don't want to have to have those moments where I talk to somebody at the movie theater. I want to soak it in. I actually think going to the movies has got to be one of the worst dates in the world. Early dates. Because you go for 2 hours and you don't talk. The whole purpose is to not talk. And then you leave. Not much of a date. Now, if you're together or you're past that point and you guys like movies, then, you maybe have dinner, or you get some cocktails, go see a movie. Yeah, I could get that. But movies, yeah. I think the dating, I like going to movies on a date kind of ended like in high school. Or middle school even. Now, middle school, he's like, yeah, I can go to the movies. I can meet this girl there. We can fool around for a little bit, watch a movie, and leave. You're in middle school. But now, like, geez. But it was interesting because nobody was talking. And I've seen a lot of movies. I mean, Ghostbusters, people laughing, right? People, whatever. Spider-Man, Across the Spider-Verse. I mean, geez, so much. Even The Meg 2, which is a crap movie. Bob Marley. We saw One Love. Like, reactions, joy, laughter, whatever. This movie, none of it. And it felt so weird. I almost wanted to stand outside of the movie theater and be like, just do like a people's poll and say, hey, how do you feel about this? Like, what'd you think? Because I couldn't read anybody's expression. It was so unique. If you guys have seen Civil War, I would love to hear about it. You can email me at thelifeofanaverageJoe@gmail.com. Or just check out thelifeofanaverageJoePodcast.com. I want to know. And if you saw in the movie theater, I want to know, was the theater crowded? And what were their expressions? But yeah, it was wild. So I don't know. It made a decent amount of money. I think it was A24's highest grossing movie, if I'm not mistaken. I don't know the numbers on that, but I'm pretty sure it was their highest grossing movie. So that should tell you something, though. I mean, the cast was solid, and they did a good job. I don't know if I loved it. I didn't love it. I didn't hate it either. It's interesting. It's worth the watch. I don't know if I'll ever watch it again. Maybe when it comes out again, I'll watch it one more time. It's not a movie that I was like, oh my God, I gotta own. Like, there's a couple movies out there, like from A24, I'm like, yeah, I'm in. Because I do some unique things. This movie was like, okay, cool concept, visually cool, good acting, I'm good. And like I said, maybe I'll watch it one more time just to see if I can pull some more, themes out of it. But anyway, well, guys, that's it. That was on my mind right now. It's a short 37-minute podcast. I appreciate you guys listening to me rant about some randomness. Tune in next week. We'll get back to the good things. I've got a lot to talk about next week. I'm going to try to get another special guest. And again, I'm not mad at my special guest on a personal level. On a professional level, yes, I am mad. And I have bailed, and it sucks. But there is countless times where I have pushed through and just done the show. I mean, trash talk in particular has been hard for us because we record 5-6 episodes back to back to back. And I do that because my schedule's insane, Stuart's schedule's insane, and it just makes life easier. But sometimes by episode 3, like, I don't want to talk anymore, but I have pushed through. So sitting there canceling 4 times just pisses me off. Threw off my whole game, but anyway, that's it from me. You guys have a great night, great day, whatever it is, and I'll be back next week.